at the 8-yard line. First and goal, Buffalo. Out of the shotgun, Allen, the snap, throws, Beasley's got it, stretching toward the end zone, touchdown! Cole Beasley gets in from 8 yards out.
Welcome back to Patriots Preview. Mark Bertrand alongside Chris Gasper getting ready for an AFC East matchup between the Patriots and the first place Buffalo Bills, who are 5-2 on the year, but they've lost 7 straight matchups with the Pats. Let's go to the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline and welcome in from the Buffalo News. It's Vic Carucci who joins us now. Hey, Vic, how are you?
I am great, guys. Great to be with both of you.
How are things feeling for the fans in Buffalo at 5-2 atop the division? We're now the 1st of November. People have to be feeling pretty good about the team there.
Well, I think they're feeling good being inside their homes where they'll watch this game or listen to it or whatever because no one's going to be at the stadium, of course. How they feel is, I don't know. I think there's a little bit of a for 4-0 start, it was, hey, the ride is going to take them all the way to possibly Tampa, but certainly take them deeper into the postseason. But the skepticism didn't take long for it to surface after back-to-back losses to Tennessee, Kansas City. Those are the step-up games, right? Those are the games that are supposed to tell you you can go to next level, and they weren't next level. Those are the two of the more superior AFC teams, and the Bills looked inferior to them. And then last week they faced the Jets, who are awful, and they played either down to their level or I don't know if they, whatever the Bills' level was in the first place, but it certainly didn't look like that 4-0 team again, where they failed to get into the end zone against the Jets, had to rely on 6 field goals for all of their offense, had 11 penalties, and there is just that sense that as bad as the Patriots look, and no Tom Brady, all this stuff, there's just that you get this vibe that, is it real? Can we really feel like they can do it? So there's a little bit to answer your question. I think there's kind of borderline we'll believe it when we see it type of thing.
Yeah, sounds like a little bit of trepidation there, Vic. Yeah. I want to ask you. You obviously saw Ryan Fitzpatrick when he was with the Bills, and he could play great in spurts, but he would come back down to earth. Josh Allen got off to a tremendous start this season, but in the last 3 games, the numbers have dipped. 4 touchdown passes, 4 turnovers. Which is the real Josh Allen? Is this sort of his version of Fitz magic we saw at the beginning of the season, and he's come back down to earth? Or the last couple of games, has he just been a little off and he's taken a significant step forward and is now the QB1 in the AFC East?
I mean, that's a fair assessment to question it, and he has to do more to put that to rest. I thought for 4 weeks he put a whole lot to rest, including accuracy overall and long ball accuracy in particular. Now, I still think those areas are better for him, and I'm less about questioning that than I am about the composure, about the idea that when the team is in any kind of struggle or not taking control of the game, that he puts too much on himself. And I think that's when it goes sideways. You saw that in the playoff game against Houston, and he still has to get by that. And I know Sean McDermott, Brandon Bean know that about him, that he tries to put too much on himself. I also know that in the off season, he works with Jordan Palmer every off season, the quarterback guru out in California, who also incorporates some sports psychology into working with quarterbacks. And that was an issue that he was dealing with. Let's not try to take too much of the load onto yourself and understand you got other people. I think Stephon Diggs, the addition there, has helped tremendously in not letting him feel that he's the only one who has to do things. And that's still part of his default setting. I think Cole Beasley has benefited greatly from that presence as well. The more underneath Julian Edelman like target that they haven't had, but no real help from tight ends. And the biggest problem of all that I think has hurt Josh Allen or the way he's looked is an absence of running game. When you don't, I mean, none. And that will be something interesting to see today if they can finally find that.
Well, Vic, we were talking a short time ago about the weather that could play a factor in the game today. We heard earlier this week it could be very windy there today, and we started having flashbacks to 2008 with the goalposts going sideways. So what's the weather expected to be for this game, and how does that impact the Bills' offense?
Yeah, it's raining, and it's kind of that cold, miserable sort of, November rain. But the winds have been sort of variable. Like initially, I noticed more gusting this morning. It's kind of calmed down as we speak, still a couple hours before kickoff. So that'll be interesting to see. I'm doing my weatherman thing here. I don't know.
Oh, that's good. You're doing
a great
well.
Job, Vic.
Thanks. But I do think it's definitely been a big topic of conversation from the Bills' end. Not so much that it affects Josh Allen's passing, and I would imagine to a great degree it's not going to be that a massive issue for Cam Newton either. I think you got two big, strong quarterbacks who should be able to deal with that aspect. But it is, where's the running game going to come from? I anticipate the Patriots, go right for it, because the Bills have yet to prove that they're capable of consistently stopping the run. That was 37-year-old Frank Gore that was gaining almost 6 yards a clip in the first half last week when they played the Jets. You saw what Clyde Edwards-Helaire was doing a couple of weeks ago for Kansas City, just tearing through them. So that'll be the one thing from the Bills' standpoint that maybe, from a control deal with weather. But on the opposite side, can the Bills, again, find any success running? And then here's the other thing, in what maybe a lot of us believe is this close kind of game that comes down to a field goal or whatever. Tyler Bass, the rookie kicker. Yeah, he got 6 field goals last week, missed from 45, missed from 37. 75% doesn't cut it in the NFL.
Yeah, that's interesting. I think we're focused on the 6 field goals he made, but that's an interesting perspective there. Vic, when you look at the Patriots' run defense, it hasn't been very good this year. They're 27th in the NFL, more than 132 yards a game. This is their worst run defense since 2013. Do you think Buffalo feels like this is a get-right game for them with their running game? And what has been wrong with the Buffalo running game? Because we saw Devin Singletary last year here and thought, this is a young, promising back. So is it the offensive line that is disappointed?
Yeah, well, he still is a young, promising back. I put most of it on the O-line. The O-line, pretty highly accountable guys, put most of it on themselves. And this is where I think the huge X factor of this game is. Mitch Morris has talked about the center, has talked about communication issues on his part, putting it on himself to do a better job of calling blocking, all the blocking assignments and so forth. And I think that will sharpen today in a big way. And the other key is John Feliciano, guard, who has been out, starting guard, has been out since the start of the season with a pectoral injury, expected back in the lineup. This is a nasty dude. This is a guy, I wouldn't call him an all-pro talent in any way, but he brings an attitude. He brings an edge. He is a pretty decent in terms of his mobility to generate with his power and size some movement. I think you will see better push from this line. I do think they're ready for a breakout game, and I do think it comes today because Brian Daboll, typical of the Patriot way of managing an offense, calling plays, is going to adapt to what he sees, and this would be a game plan. Weather could be part of that, but I think it's mostly about where do you attack, what weakness can you attack, and he knows this. He's been schooled in this. And I think he attacks that run defense weakness of the Pats.
Vic, in years past when we've talked to you, we've always sort of brought up the Gronkowski family because we know the relationship you've had with them. And mm-hmm. I'm curious to know what you're hearing from the Gronkowski clan these days.
Yeah, it was funny because I had a great conversation with him. One in particular was last year. Prior to the Bills-Patriots game in Buffalo, and we did this extensive kind of thing. And, he got into, like, the 20 concussions and so on and so forth. And I had other people tell me after they saw the piece, like his high school, one of his a good friend of mine was an assistant high school basketball coach at Williamsville North, said, 20 concussions. He was telling you that story. I think I saw him have that many when he was playing hoops, just slamming into people on the basketball court. So I said, it's obviously nothing to trivialize. And I thought that would be the reason he wouldn't come back. And others close to him thought that was the case as well. But obviously you had the siren that is Tom Brady, worked him and he does come back. I haven't talked with him early on. I did, but not since the season has been underway. But I've talked to many others within the family, and they were cautious and wondering, what's going to happen? Like, how's it going to look? And they've been obviously pleased. They also believe one comment I got was that he'll be in more playing shape as the year goes on, in terms of just, getting that more of that bulkier body with muscle versus the guy who's been looking, a lot smaller than he was, to be the more complete guy. And I think he's by mid, and I can't remember who said it, but they said by midseason, take a look, you'll see it. And he's obviously, and I'm sure the Buccaneers strength and conditioning and all their dietitian, all their staff has been trying to make sure that you get this guy physically where you need him to be. And we're seeing the results of it. And, I think from a Western New York perspective, there's always, he played for the Patriots, so it was hard for them to root for him. I think in Western New York now, the Bills fans are happy to see him have success, but in another uniform.
Yeah, now all the fans in New England root against him.
How are they feeling about the other guy, that number 12 guy?
I think it's mixed. I think it's mixed on 12. I think it's a pretty negative opinion of Rob Gronkowski for coming back this year and for not being on the team in New England last year.
For not being on that, No, I mean, I get that. And I've heard that, too, from my friends, many friends in New England who said that this is not a happy place for him right now. But anyway, happy feeling for him there. But whatever, we'll see how it goes. I'm interested to see if this Buccaneer team is like ready to launch, to take off, because there's a lot of the NFC to me still looks like a more daunting division overall, a conference overall.
Vic Carucci on Twitter, at Vic Carucci. You can, of course, read his work at BuffaloNews.com. Vic, always great to talk to you.
Same here, guys. Anytime.
Thanks, Vic. Take care. Be well.
Vic Carucci with us here on Patriots Preview. For the guaranteed lowest price on tires, go to Town Fair Tire. Because nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Jeff Howe of The Athletic will join us next on Patriots Preview, right after this on the Safety Insurance, 98.5 The Sports Hub, Patriots Radio Network.